Welcome back, everyone, to the show. It's officially 2020. It's 3 days after the new year, and I hope you all are doing amazing, well rested from your holiday break, and all of those happy moments that came in between. So, a big deal, we all probably enjoyed the amount of sleep we've been getting, but is it going to always be permanent? Are the habits we're building right now over this break, are they going to be permanent? So to begin answering this question, I wanted to kind of dissect the very beginning. So originally, when we get into a sort of holiday vacation mode, relaxing, we do enjoy the amazing experience of getting a lot of sleep, the amazing experience of being very social, reconvening with family, friends, people we haven't seen in a while, returning home for the holidays, taking a break from work, or maybe if you're working, getting a bit of more time off to yourself for your hobbies. Now, I wanted to stress the idea of routines, because when it comes to going on vacation and going on breaks, we start to break daily routines. Routines that we built on a daily basis during the regular non-holiday work weeks. So how do we maintain a good routine and not stress out the people around us that we're still trying to kind of stay consistent with our goals? Like, if you had a New Year's resolution that was about to end before the year 2020 even began, and you were just doing your best to be consistent, how do you stay consistent with those goals over the holidays? So here's a bit of a few tips from me. First one is to kind of plan out your day, the day before you even go on your holidays. Predict the shortcomings you may experience on along the way. Kind of foresee the future in a sense. Of course, this won't always be accurate, but you can kind of gauge what you want to do each day. And if you're able to do that, you can build a sort of habit of at least checking what you plan to do to each day so that you don't become lazy or you don't stay stagnant in where you were trying to go. You know what they say, miss one day, that's totally fine. But if you miss 2 days, then that's a problem, because that's a habit, a bad habit you're building. So never miss more than 2 days. The next thing is to kind of make sure that you kind of limit the amount of moments where you feel like you have nothing to do, where you feel like you're lazy. Or if you engaged in a very enjoyable activity, say watching a movie with family or friends or a significant other, you can always make sure to schedule time for your work right after. You know, being well balanced and being able to easily switch gears when needed. I recently ran into this issue over the holidays. I got into very big relaxation mode. Didn't want to worry about school, didn't want to worry about work, didn't want to worry about my daily routines. So I've set all my habit tracker apps to a bit of a rest mode. And it was good for a while. Don't get me wrong, relaxing, taking breaks from things is good. But if you go on a 4-day streak of doing nothing but relaxing and putting just about zero effort into your habits or goals, or not even keeping up with at least a 1% effort into some sort of habit you're trying to build, then that's a problem. So one way to counteract that, to counteract multiple days of missed opportunities or missed tracking, is to double effort. Double effort when you know the holidays are starting to end. And that's super easy, honestly, because during the holidays, we have so much free time available for us. So much free time to try new things, so much free time to experiment, so much free time to learn new material, or to build on previously built habits. So for me right now, I'm just trying to experiment. So over the break, although I've been resting a lot, I've also been gathering tools to help me build new habits. So I purchased a new phone so I could start recording YouTube videos, better quality YouTube videos. I purchased a phone stand or a tripod to help me record vlogs better, kind of upgrading my technology and travel material. I got a new backpack to kind of travel lightly, save my back some worries and back pains in the future. And also kind of appeals to the more aesthetic side of views. So being well rested and building a creative mindset and producing content, that's one of my big things for this year. New Year's resolutions. A lot of people say they're overrated. Everyone has their own opinion, but being able to set a goal for yourself, at least in the beginning, I think that kind of at least gets the ball rolling into some new ideas, some new fields of opportunity that can be set for the new year. So I challenge you, think of some new areas that you want to venture into this new year. Even if you think making a New Year's resolution is cliche or not, setting goals for yourself isn't. So even a small one goal improvement that you want to try and achieve, at least by the end of the year or earlier. Achieving a resolution earlier is probably the best bet, but still, consistency is the key. So track your habits and try new things. Don't be afraid, guys. And don't be afraid to get back into routines. Stay awesome and keep enjoying the new year. Happy New Year 2020. Let's make it awesome.